Hello and welcome back to the News Brief. In today's edition, Google takes on ChatGPT and a digital currency set to launch in the UK. Google is taking on ChatGPT with their all-new Bard chatbot, which is powered by artificial intelligence. According to the company, Bard will be used by a group of beta testers before being made available to the general public in the upcoming weeks. It's based on Google's already existing language model, Lambda. Additionally, the tech giant unveiled new AI search engine tools. The purpose of these AI tools is to discover information and respond to queries. Although there are worries that this may contain inappropriate content and misinformation, they use the internet as a vast reservoir of knowledge. Bard seeks to combine the breadth of the world's knowledge with the power, intelligence, and creativity of our large language models, wrote Google CEO Sundar Pichai. He stressed that he wanted Google's AI services to be bold and responsible, but did not elaborate on how Bard would be prevented from sharing harmful or abusive content. The platform will initially operate on a lightweight version of Lambda, requiring less power so that more people can use it at once. The Treasury and the Bank of England predict that a state-backed digital pound will be introduced later this decade. Both organisations seek to make sure that the general public has simple access to secure money in the digital age. The Central Bank Digital Currency, or CBDC, according to the Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, may be a new, trusted and accessible method of payment. However, it won't be constructed until at least 2025. While constantly ensuring that we safeguard financial stability, Mr. Hunt stated, "We want to study what is feasible first." On Tuesday, a consultation on the virtual currency will legally begin with the Treasury and the Bank of England. Since the central bank does not support cryptocurrencies, their value is subject to fluctuations in the market. But while it may use technology similar to cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, the digital pound issued by the Bank of England would be less volatile. £10 will always be worth the same as £10 in cash, says the Treasury. Though, as holidaymakers will know, the value of the pound does change relative to other currencies. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak asked the Bank of England to look into backing a currency back in 2021 when he was Chancellor. That's all for today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.